all night. They'll come and go. It won't be a persistent rain, but several days. Flood watch in effect till midday Thursday. 60s overnight. Clouds with off and on rains tomorrow. The highs into the upper 70s tomorrow, and only a cooler low 70s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show, with over 250 tables, knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, April 17th, 9 to 5, Sunday, April 18th, 10 to 4. Adults $10, ages 11 to 15, $5. 10 and under get in free. Good for both days. $2 discount for military and police at Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show. Knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, April 17th, Sunday, April 18th, at the Castine Center, Mandeville.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
It's time to join Clay and Huck for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Clay and Huck want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Clay and Huck for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now let's go live and direct to Clay and Huck for Liberty or Lockdown.
All right.
All right. Hey.
We're here.
It's good to be here. Welcome to Liberty or Lockdown. I'm Clay.
And Dave.
I can't hear them.
All right.
Hello.
All right, we're having a little technical issues hearing, but just bear with us as we go.
How do you like that?
There we go. So
like apples, huh?
Exactly. So we're going to get this rolling and keep going. And
Sorry about that. As soon as we get in, we have technical difficulties.
Exactly. That happens sometimes.
So we have...
Say something? I'm saying something.
Yeah. So, there we go. All right. Okay. We got a great show. Ready, plan for you guys. We got some guests coming in. We got Dr. John Murray calling in, and
no, that is Merrifield.
Merrifield, I'm sorry, Dr. John Merrifield, Renee Manfrey, and Marcel Lashover will be calling in just a few minutes. So we got some great. We got a great lineup for you guys, but we got some PSAs real quick we want to cover and get some things going. We want to talk to you about the Freedom Network, guys. We have a new social network out there. We want you guys to join. We need your support on it and to keep it rolling, but you can go to thefreedomsocialnetwork.com, thefreedomsocialnetwork.com, and go join. We need as many social networkers on this to join here, and we get less just bump this up.
And is it .ning.com?
No. It's thefreedomsocialnetwork.com is the direct link to it.
Okay.
Also, we got some great things happening with the WYP. You kind of heard me talk a little bit about it last week. It's the What's Your Passion social network that we're launching through Liberty of Lockdown and a few other partners that's partnering up with this. And we're going to upcoming things that's coming. But we're looking for podcasters, guys, people that want to podcast or learn how to podcast and have a vision to get your, you know, we need the conservative, as many conservative podcasters out there, or if you just want to promote your business. So, you know, we can show you how to do that through the WYP network. For more information, you can give us a call at 504-339-7041, 504-339-7041. So we're going to go straight and...
Also, tomorrow, let's not forget, Women's Republican Luncheon from 11 to 1 p.m. at Andrea's Restaurant. Lunches are $37. You may register at the door. 11 to 1 p.m. We have Dr. John Merrifield, who will be joining us. He wrote a book on school system reform, How and Why is a Priceless Tale. He's the associated editor of the Nonpartisan Education Review and past editor of the Journal of School Choice. He's just been published School System Reform, How and Why is a Priceless Tale, plus the School Choice Wars. Dr. John Merrifield is on the line right now, and so we are so thrilled to have him here with us, and we're thrilled to have him with us tomorrow. Again, come to Andrea's Restaurant in Metairie from 11 to 1. It's $37. You can go to WRCNO2016@gmail.com if you'd like to register right now. That is WRCNO2016@gmail.com.
Be there.
We got our monster voice, truck guys. But let's bring Dr. John Merrifield on the line. How you doing?
I am doing great. I'm having a good time because, well, it's actually a nice afternoon now. But, yeah, despite the rain, it's been awesome. I met with a group of folks, including Martha, yesterday afternoon. And today I've been at a conference. And, by the way, that luncheon is going to include a friend of mine, the author of Fewer, Richer, Greener, is going to also be there. So you're getting double duty for your time and your meal there at Andrea's.
Yes, that's exactly right. We're excited to meet Larry Siegel, author of Fewer, Richer, Greener. He will be joining Dr. Merrifield tomorrow at Andrea's, so please come and join us at 11 o'clock, $37 for your luncheon. It's going to be a great deal and a great time. So tell us about your school system reform, How and Why is a Priceless Tale.
Yeah, you know, I wrote the book because we have an existential threat, and, you know, a lot of your listeners may have heard of the Nation at Risk report in 1983, but what they might not have, and you should, they should all Google that if they have not, but what they might not know is that there really have been six such reports declaring our nation in trouble because we're not doing a good job of educating our young people. So let me emphasize one thing that my book is not. It is not a bashing of educators. What we have is a terrible business plan that's evolved through the political process. What we do is we attempt to use central planning, which never works for anything, to produce a good education product for our diverse school children. It's just central planning. It just does not bring out the best in our people. So again, this is not a process of bashing educators. Next to school children, our dedicated educators are victims of the system. I mean, almost as much as the children are. So the beginning of the book, School System Reform, is about that. And then I get into, okay, so what should we do about it? Well, there are two things that I call non-negotiable and other things we can debate the details. And the non-negotiables are that we need to level the playing field between the public school system and between other alternatives, most of which need to exist as a result of leveling that playing field. So we need to do what I call non-discrimination. It doesn't have anything to do with race or ethnicity. Of course, we need to not have discrimination of that kind either. What we need to do is we need to stop discriminating against the children and the families of those children for whom the assigned public school is not a good fit. Okay, those children need to be able to find a better fit through entrepreneurial effort in the private sector or here in New Orleans, where they're lucky they have at least have three choices each year within the charter network. So when those children for whom the assigned school or the best available charter school is not a good fit, when they leave the school that they would otherwise have to attend, the children that are left behind do better because the poor fits in the system create chaos, and then they move to a school where they can do better. Everybody wins.
That's right. That's exactly right.
The second non-negotiable is because one size doesn't fit all, it also means that one price doesn't fit all. So once we start moving kids over into the private sector with a hefty tuition subsidy, having the money follow the child, we need to allow the families or through scholarships, charities through scholarships to top off the tuition. So for example, if a family is finding the best fit for their child in the private sector, and that school, say, charges $10,000 a year, and the tuition subsidy, say, a voucher, is only $9,000 a year, we need to have charities and perhaps the government involved in means-tested, that means for low-income families, to provide the assistance to top off that voucher to make up the additional $1,000 between the normal amount of assistance that would follow a child and the school that just happens to best fit that child. One price does not fit all, cannot fit all, because one size doesn't fit all. And also, we have something going on underneath that might be a little bit esoteric for a non-academic audience, so I hesitate to mention it. But, you know, the price system is magic. That's how we run most of our economy. And so we need to allow topping off the amount of tuition subsidy provided by the government, in part, in order so that the entrepreneurs, as well as consumers, have that price signal what they can earn by providing certain types of schooling, and for the consumer, what it'll cost for different kinds of schooling. We desperately need that signal, which drives most of our economy. We desperately need that signal in the school system arena, in the industry of providing education to our young people.
So what I liked about yesterday meeting with you and talking with you is the need to stop discriminating. That should appeal to, it's a bipartisan word exactly. And so no one should argue with that, correct?
I hope that that's the selling point that moves us forward. We've been struggling for a while to try to get school choice legislation passed, and I have to tell you, Louisiana is doing a lot better job of that than my home state of Texas, but there's still a long way to go for every single state. There's no example out there that say, why don't we just follow Wisconsin or Virginia or Florida? Now, Florida is actually one of the better examples to follow. And another book that your audience should consider is called School Choice Myth, produced by the Cato Institute. And chapter 9 in that book, preceding my chapter, which is chapter 10, chapter 9 in that compares Louisiana to Florida in the way that equity is pursued. And it shows that the open up the system, let schools differ, but help low-income families when they do, is the Florida's approach is far better than Louisiana's approach, which is to try to regulate schools.
So we have 1 minute before we break. I want to quickly mention to you,
sure.
I liked what you were saying, one size doesn't fit all, and that is so true. And I also liked yesterday when you had mentioned we're not trying to dismantle the public school systems. What you're trying to do is set up a new system so that there's more choices for people, right?
Exactly. For many people, the assigned public school works just fine. And if we get what I call the outliers, the children for whom it is not a good fit, if we get those kids into schools that fit them, the children that stay in their public schools are going to do a lot better. Their poor, overworked teacher.
Could you hold Dr. Merrifield? Hold on 1 second, please.
Yeah, we have to go to break, and we'll be right back in just a few minutes, guys. Grab yourself a cup of coffee, and we'll be back in just a second.
So send the message, I've had enough. We the people say.
This is Roland here for TikTok Cafe. TikTok Cafe is located on I-10 Service Road and Causeway. Open 24 hours a day. The place to go when most other places are closed. There is poetry on the wall. God is in the workplace. And everyone treated as family. That's my favorite stop for breakfast and lunch. See you at TikTok Cafe.
WGSO, across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Let's talk about America. Not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Left, right, up, down, state lines to winding coastlines. Whether you come home to a crowded city street, tree-lined suburb, or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. And we all share in the responsibility to create beauty that ripples from one neighborhood to another and one block to the next. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people just like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify our communities. Because every mindful action and sustainable habit has a positive impact, and it all adds up. Learn how you can join Keep America Beautiful at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General, at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
I pledge allegiance to this flag, and if that bothers you, well, that's too bad.
All right, we're back. Welcome back to Liberty of Lockdown. We have Dr. John Merrifield on the phone. And
all right, let's wrap it up here. How are, so we're going to finish this real quick. How do you want to close? Dr. Merrifield?
Yes. I'm here. Yeah.
All right.
With your listeners to buy my book, and it's not an economic thing. We all need to be on the same page. We desperately need school system reform. And you need to read the book, because otherwise we're all going to expect different things in different ways, and we're going to be stuck right where we are. The other thing is just to quickly finish the point I was making before the break. We need to save our teachers from all the differentiated instruction that they have to do. It's just...
Amen. Preach it, brother.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is all about letting educators thrive as well as letting children thrive.
Yeah, we have an educator right here, Dave, huh? Say hi to Dr. Merrifield.
Hi. Yeah, I retired from teaching high school science. And the thing that griped me when I was evaluated, all teachers have to teach all subjects at all grade levels according to this rubric.
That's just, it's insane.
Yes.
Please read my book and be part of the movement. We desperately need to be on the same page, because we desperately need a win in one or more states.
Well, thank you so much, sir. And anyone who wants to come and meet Dr. John Merrifield, come tomorrow to Andrea's at 11 o'clock, $37. Thank you so much, sir. The Lord bless you.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you, Martha.
Okay.
See you tomorrow.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks. God bless, brother. Okay, so we're going to move right into, we actually have another PSA announcement that's coming on with the Kiwanis Club. We have Marcel on the line. Marcel, how you doing?
Hey, how y'all doing? Thanks for having me.
Good to have you, brother. Tell us a little bit about what's going on and what's coming up with the Kiwanis Club.
Yeah, well, great. Thanks again. Thanks for having me on. I'm Marcel Lasher. I'm past president of Don Buster's Kiwanis, one of the largest Kiwanis clubs in the world. We're getting back to some of our fundraisers, and this weekend, on Saturday, we're having a crawfish boil at the same location where we do our turkey fry. The Sheet Metal Workers Union Hall on Yale Street. Basically, it's a drive-through crawfish boil. So, and everything is done. Everybody's ordering online, and you pick the time between 12 and 3. You want to pick it up, you know, like between 12 and 1, 1 and 2, you know, so forth. And you just come by and pick up your order. People are buying for $20. You get 3 pounds of boiled crawfish, corn, potatoes, and sausage. But we got people buying a lot more. We got people buying, you know, anywhere from, I think the biggest one so far is probably about 20 pounds somebody bought. So this is one of our fundraisers we're doing. First time we're doing this. But we've done our world largest turkey fry for years. And everybody loves our Cajun fried turkeys. So...
And where's this drive-through again?
Great question. It's at 4440 Yale Street in Metairie. But the information's on our website at donbusters.org. So it's donbusters.org. And they can order, pay for it. It's all prepaid. But it helps out. Us with a lot of our projects we do with the kids in the schools, and we feed some of the homeless and do a lot of stuff in the community we've been doing for years.
Well, great, brother. Thanks for calling in. And, guys, support this. It's a good cause. Be sure to go out there and support the Kiwanis Crawfish Boil. Make sure you pre-order and get your orders in. So thanks a lot, Marcel, for calling in. And we'll do anything anytime you guys need this.
We're here to help.
Great. We're here to help.
Great. We appreciate it. Thanks for everything. Y'all have a great day.
No problem. Thank you. Okay, well, we have just a few more minutes before we go to break. Let's take this last few minutes and let's bring on a call, I guess, huh? Before we get into our topics. We have Matthew. He's one of our callers and I call him my biggest fan. I'll mess with him all the time. But, Matthew, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
See, we didn't keep you waiting this time.
I really appreciate that. that way I won't need to see a psychiatrist. Kept on hold.
Might.
I am, you know, I am psychotic. I'm just not psychic. we have now had it confirmed by Project Veritas. Veritas, CNN is actually propaganda. They are fake news.
Yep.
Y'all been following Project Veritas's various drops? You can find them on BitChute.
Ah, no. Give it to us. What's the BitChute address?
BitChute, BitChute. It helps if you set up an account, but it's not strictly necessary. And just type in the search bar, Project Veritas. They have a channel on BitChute. They've been yeeted off of YouTube, of course. They basically ran their entire 2020 operation was just a bash Trump with the Wu flu, bash him with COVID-19, bash, bash, bash. Now they're moving on. Now they're going to scare people about the weather, but they call it climate.
Yep. You know,
they're going to only make themselves look loonier than they already look.
Well, you think so. But my question is, at some point, aren't the numbers falling to the point where advertisers are going to be like, yeah, why are we paying you money? At what point do advertisers start to walk away from them? Then we find out about those giant mega corporations who, you know, declared voter ID racist.
Exactly. Well, Mark, we got to go to break in just a second, but we were talking about this right before the break and before the show, you know, and I said this, and, you know, I'm not big on passing laws. I think the government needs to stay out of a lot of things, but this is, I think, of a very necessary law that needs to be passed, that businesses should not be able to get involved politically.
No, they're not. They're acting like Big Brother right now.
Exactly. You're here to promote a business. You're here to promote a product. You're not here to promote politics. If you want to do politics, then run for political office and shut up.
Yeah.
And that's the way I feel about it.
Well, yeah.
At least corporations. Mom and pop stores, sure, that's one or two people.
Great. We got to go to break and grab some coffee, and we'll see you guys in just a few minutes. Grab yourself a cup of coffee and come back. We have some great stuff to talk about.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans, the Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz, New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
Good morning, class. A quick head count. Tiffany.
Here.
Zach?
Yup.
Steven? Steven? Is he absent again?
For many kids, just getting to school feels like a challenge. Staying through graduation is even harder. That's where Communities and Schools comes in. A powerful community of caring adults, working with vulnerable kids in schools every day, helping them overcome the barriers that stand in the way of learning. Hunger, homelessness, health problems, and even emotional trauma. Communities and Schools. We're inside schools partnering with teachers and counselors, empowering at-risk kids by providing supportive relationships, doing whatever it takes to help them thrive in school and have brighter futures. Communities and Schools. We're in schools to help kids stay in school. See how we help all kids succeed at communitiesandschools.org.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. Crews are continuing their search for 12 workers who were aboard a lift boat that capsized in the Gulf of Mexico just south of Port Fouchon Tuesday. Coast Guard Petty Officer 3rd Class Carlos Gazarla says a dive team has been brought in and air and surface assets are also being used in the search, which is expected to continue for the time being.
Based upon the facts that we currently have, there's not an estimated time for how long the search will continue, but as of right now, it is still ongoing.
LSU says the body found in the Mississippi River in St. John the Baptist Parish on Tuesday is that of missing student Corey Gaucher of Opelousas. The 19-year-old disappeared on April 7th, and her car was found on top of the Mississippi River Bridge in Baton Rouge. Her uncle, Spencer Gaucher, posted a video on social media.
Praying for my family, it is greatly appreciated. What I would like to say, if you guys are ever in need for anything, note, I'll be there to help out.
LRN.
It's official.
The FDA-authorized two-dose vaccine for COVID-19
is becoming available to more and more residents in Louisiana. There's no cost.
And anyone can get the vaccine, regardless of insurance.
So if you want to protect your family, see the economy bounce back,
and just get life back to normal,
join the rest of Louisiana and go sleeves up to help end the pandemic.
Get the facts at covidvaccine.la.gov or call 211.
Don't just work on your property, enjoy it. Right now at Sunshine, we have low monthly payment options on our John Deere 1025R tractor package and gators, with payments starting as low as $150 on gators and $199 for the 1025R tractor package. Now's the time to get powered by Sunshine. Learn about our extended warranty options and apply for financing online at sunequip.com. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Offer ends May 3rd, 2021.
WGSO will be holding an online auction to benefit our 75 for 75 campaign beginning on April 15th and running through May 2nd. There will be tons of great items to bid on, including Saints and LSU memorabilia, trips, and much more. The auction will culminate with a two-day radio-a-thon during the weekend of May 1st and 2nd. For more information on the auction and how you can get involved, go to WGSO.com.
Hey, Tracy, you know what I'm thinking about buying our friends for the holidays?
No, what?
Bar to Go, a compact case that allows you to travel virtually anywhere with your 50-milliliter liquor bottles. Choose from top grain leather, which can be debossed, or heavyweight canvas, which can be embroidered. Custom work is welcome. Bar to Go can be found at www.thebartogo.com. And just like our favorite spirit, it's made in the USA.
Well, that sounds like a plan. Can you get me one, too?
Of course, Tracy. Don't forget www.thebartogo.com.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Oh, beautiful. All right, we're back, guys. It's been a long show, but it's short, of course, and we're having a great time. We've discussed it, and we're going to continue on what we was talking about before the show.
Spit it out.
Have agreements and disagreements here. Spit it out. No, I don't know what's my problem today. I can't talk, but I'm having Biden moments for something. But we were talking about the whole businesses should not be able to push a political agenda. And I don't think you're a large business or a small business. What goes for the goose goes for the gander. And it's not fair to sit there and say, well, big businesses can't do it, but it's okay for small businesses. Well, now that's no difference than saying it's okay for the Democrats to produce their propaganda, but the Republicans can't produce their propaganda.
And agree to disagree, because we got a lot of other stuff to get to.
You know, and so here's the key thing, guys. Legislation needs to be passed, and businesses should not.
Small businesses and corporation needs to not play government.
Exactly.
I was escorted out of CVS last week and by two police officers, and Officer Perez and Officer Cantrell. Officer Perez threatened me to take my 11-year-old and lock him up into social services.
Because she can't wear a mask, because she has health issues.
Well, because I fall under the 7 medical exemptions. And anyone who has COPD, autoimmune, asthma, all of you, go look it up. What's the article?
It's JBE 89 JBE 2020, section 43B, which is, you know, it's there. It clearly states use their own agenda, which we're against. Use it, but let's use it against them.
Right. So they don't need to be the police and police you and tell you, right, escort you out and threaten to arrest you and take your children because you're not wearing a mask, because you're technically medically exempt.
Exactly. And that's the problem. Businesses are becoming police officers now, and they're policing, and then they get the police involved and saying, well, you're trespassing.
Well, next thing you know, they're going to be enforcing the green passports, the vaccinations. You can't shop unless you show them a green passport. And this is not a conspiracy theory. It's actually happening in Israel right now.
Exactly. Well, here we go with that, talking about that. And this is a great segue into what we were talking about before the show. About, you know, I'm not vaccinated. And there's a meme going on out there with the being vaccinated, guys. And it says, vaccinated? Me? Vaccinated? No, I'm not getting vaccinated, but I identify as vaccinated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you identify as, Martha?
Today I identify as a black male who...
Black gay male, huh?
Gay male.
Yeah.
Yes, but I'm not. I'm a white woman, but exactly. I can identify as anything I'd like, according to the left.
Exactly. You know, and I identify as a dog. Ruff, 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 ruff.
That's pretty rough.
Exactly. Can you imagine? This is how ridiculous they sound, guys. We're making fun of these guys.
I want to identify as a billionaire.
But, you know, here's the, exactly. Yeah, that's a good idea. A trillionaire.
Will the money come rolling in?
Exactly. Yeah, but, you know, I mean, according to them, identify for whatever you want, and that's what it is. Yeah. So if you're a billionaire, you identify as a billionaire, you're a billionaire.
It's crazy town.
Go in and walk and claim any house you want, any multi-million dollar home.
In California, a lot of the male inmates in prisons are starting to say, hey, wait, it's easier in the women's prison. I identify as a female, and those idiots are actually moving them there.
They sure are. I even heard that some of the women are being raped and that they're providing psychiatric help for them instead of removing the male, that whole policy. But, yeah, what you're telling us is the truth.
Right, exactly. So let's, before we go any further on this, because of time-wise, we got Dave has to get his numbers in.
Of course.
And then we're going to jump back into a couple of things we want to cover. But, Dave, tell us what you have to say.
Okay, remember, go to libertyorlockdown.live and click on the tab that says More and pull it down to where it says Mr. Prentice. You will see my smiling face there. And I'm posting updates every single day. Well, except the state doesn't release data on Saturday or Sunday, but every other day where it is released, I post it. And you'll see that right now, for instance, in Jefferson Parish, the average number of positive tests per day is, the average number of deaths per day is 0.07. That's 0.07 of one person per day per 100,000 population. Wait, in other words, ain't nobody dying. And then if you go with the COVID tests, there's about 24.1 positive tests per day. Now, the governor originally said that if you had under 100, and that's total. So when you divide it by the population, that's going to be about 5.6 positive tests per day. And the governor originally, when he imposed his mandate, said if you have under 100, you're okay. Well, we're at 5.6. And then if you go to Orleans Parish, you'll see that it's pretty similar. In fact, Orleans is probably even a little bit better. They're having 0.074 deaths per day on average per 100,000 population. And their number of positive COVID tests is, Okay, the positive COVID tests in Orleans Parish with a 391,000 population is 16.5 positive tests per day. That's 4.21 per 100,000 people. That ain't a whole lot. And then in Louisiana as a whole, there are 279 average positive tests per day, but this is out of 4.6 million people. So that works out to about 6 per 100,000 per day. And the number of deaths, okay, out of 4.6 million people, you know how many people died today attributed to COVID?
How many?
None. Three.
Three.
Three. Yeah. So the average is down at five. The two-week average is down at 5.7. And I don't know if I have time to do my rant now or should I do it later?
Yeah, go ahead and do your rant.
Okay. A friend of mine just came back from Washington, D.C. She went to the Smithsonian because she wanted to get in and see some stuff and asked her to take some pictures for me. Well, when she went to the Smithsonian, she couldn't get in. They closed it down because of all of the evil, terrible COVID stuff. You know how much COVID stuff there is in D.C.? I got online and I crunched the numbers today, and they're running with a population of 750,000 people. They're running about 118 positive tests per day, which is 16.6 per 100,000 people. It's ridiculous.
Right.
But they're closed down, and you can't go there because of the evil COVID. You think your government is telling you the truth?
Right. Well, that's like the population of Jefferson and Orleans put together.
Right. So the government is lying.
Right.
And there's hardly anybody dying over there, but you can't even get into the Smithsonian because, we've got to protect you from yourselves.
Exactly. And, you know, the world is ending. The world is ending.
Yesterday, I went to a restaurant with Dr. Merrifield, and on the back of the receipt, I put on the COVID Louisiana population divided by COVID deaths, and I totaled it out, and I put truth, and at the bottom of the receipt, I put COVID cases divided by the deaths, and I put fake news. God bless. You got to just send little notes everywhere you can to tell people the truth.
Exactly. So,
let's just go to the Liberty Lockdown page, and you can see the graphs every day.
Right, definitely. Let's jump on and finish up what we were talking about, because we got a whole other segment. We got some more stuff to cover, guys. But, you know, one of the things here's my rant of the day, and rant of the week, of course, is the do-nothing Republicans. You know, we were talking about this, guys, and, you know, we have a show here, and we're talking about this, and we mentioned this last week about getting support, guys, to help keep this show on the air. We need your support. We need your donations, guys. Not just calling in, guys. We need you people to get out and do something. The do-nothing Republicans, you're the reason why this country is in a position. And I'm not talking about politicians. I'm talking about people, voters. Because we sit and we do nothing. We rant. That's all we do is rant. But we don't get out and do something.
Yeah, you're on Facebook complaining all day. Are you calling your representatives? Are you emailing your representatives? That's one easy task.
Are you
showing
up at a rally?
Them? Are you going to legislate against some of these bills that they're trying to pass?
Right. And, you know, the thing is, you have these tens of thousands of liberals that show up to a rally, but yet we try to do a conservative rally and
no one shows up.
Yeah, nobody shows up. We might get five people to show up.
Yeah.
And so that's the problem. That is the problem. This is going to be my rant / fussing at our listeners, because in a sense of, we need your support. If you do not want conservative talk to go away, then we need you to support us. We need you to get up and do something.
Yeah.
And we're not asking you guys to send us thousands of dollars, maybe a buck. If every one of our listeners just sent us a dollar a month, we would be fine.
Yeah.
We're not getting paid for this. We're not asking you to pay our salaries.
We're not even taking a salary. We're doing this out of the love for our own country.
Exactly. We're putting money out of our own pockets to do this.
I want you to double my salary.
Zero.
Exactly. We're taking money out of our pockets to do this. It cost us money to do this show. And so
this is our contribution.
Exactly. To the country and to keeping our country free. And allowing you guys to get up and support your country. So we need you guys to do something. You know, we need.
What's the number they can call in to donate?
Yes. My cell number, 504-339-7041, 504-339-7041. Or you could reach me at clay.libertyorlockdown@gmail.com. And guys, we need people to start standing up for our country.
Yes, support us while we get the truthful news out to you.
If we're truly the majority, let's prove it.
And we are the majority.
Exactly. But to me, I don't see it in the instance of because we're acting like the minority.
Yeah.
We're acting like the manure, but, it's a shame that we have all these do-nothing Republicans that sit and complain and complain and complain and complain and complain, but they do nothing at the end of the day. Get up and do something. We got to go to break, guys. Grab a cup of coffee. We got Renee on the line coming up next to talk about. We don't know yet. We'll tell you in just a minute.
And it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. All brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
The Terrence Louisiana Jones Gum Bar is here once again every Saturday at WGSO 990 AM from 1 to 2 p.m.
The wait is over. Morning Call is back. Come visit us at our beautiful new location at the corner of Canal Boulevard and City Park Avenue. Enjoy our spacious outdoor patio, or come on in and savor the unique ambiance. Delight your taste buds with our hand-rolled sourdough beignets, our delicious French drip, dark roast coffee, and chicory, or sample one of our other local offerings. For over 151 years, Morning Call has been patronized by tourists and notables the world over.
WGSO, from the Fuca Ray
to Funchal Square,
things have changed. WGSO, do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
This is David Jeremiah inviting you to join me here on Talk Radio 990 every weekday at either 5:30 or 6:30 AM.
Propel your business forward with a partner with 50 years of experience. When your business needs get noticed, call on the experts at Sir Speedy New Orleans. Print, signs, marketing, promotional products, and more. Together, we can do more. Visit us on the web at sirspeedynewOrleans.com or give us a call at 504-586-9812.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Wait lists are long, and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
Brian Diaz with the NOLA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drink and food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOLADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
All right, this is the last segment that we're on, guys. And I just want to wrap up for what we were talking about. Then we're going to bring Renee on the phone. And, you know, look, I'm not trying to sound like a jerk or anything. I don't want people to think that. But there's only so few of us that are out there fighting so hard for this country. We're going over and above. We need more people. We need more Marthas. We need more Marthas and Daves and Clays and Jeffs and William Wallace and John Masons. We need more of us to get out there and give the truth to you guys. But we can't keep doing this at a loss to our pockets. And we're not asking to make money or get rich. We just want this to cover our expenses. Yeah. That's all we're asking.
That's right. There's a listener out there, and the Lord's put on your heart to donate to this cause to help not save America, but save our piece of the pie, Louisiana, huh?
Exactly.
We're just trying to work on Louisiana. We want to go from 50th in the economy to the top five. And if the Lord's speaking to you right now regarding helping us, I would like for you to call
504-339-7041, 504-339-7041, or you can email me at clay.libertyorlockdown@gmail.com.
Yes.
All right, so we're going to roll right into our next segment here and with Renee on the line. How you doing, Renee?
I'm good, Clayton. How you doing today, buddy?
All right, great. Glad to have you on and listen to our show. And Renee is actually a contributor to our show and a sponsor for our show. And so what we do is we bring him on once a week, and he tells you a little bit about a product. Every week, a different service or product he's offering through Manfrey and Associates. And this week, I think you're going to talk about the digital business card, correct?
Yeah, I think that's really a hot topic right now with a lot of business owners that I'm dealing with, and pretty much how to promote themselves and different ways of looking at the changes that people are going through with marketing. And so, yeah, if I can share some information on that, it'd be great.
Great. And so, you know, tell them how they can reach you, Renee, and how they can get more information on this digital business card. Guys, this digital business card is an all-in-one tool to promote your business in any and all way. And we're actually...
pretty awesome.
Yeah. Liberty of Lockdown's getting ready to start using this. And so tell them how they can get information to start using this and call you.
They can reach me at my phone number is 504-344-3317. They can look at the website reneemanfrey.thebumpcard.com, or they can just kind of, you know, reach out to me by email renee@yahoo.com. And you know, it's really when COVID happened, this was a company that started pretty much right around last year. And digital business cards have been around for a long time, but still it hasn't been really a very good system for a lot of people to really understand or really understand the value of really what it does. This product that has multiple uses where you can have your pictures, you can have videos, you can have multiple different websites. So especially if you have different multiple businesses or if you have different products that you want to share to individuals. And it's very hard to get that away, get down to people by just a business card. And it's hard to kind of tell people, hey, go here, go here, go here, go press this. So the digital business card makes it so easy when you send it to individuals, bam, it's there. And you have a video to where you can personalize it. You can have multiple different websites on there, products, videos, and things of that nature. So it's really changed the way that people are communicating, especially now with the COVID. And the changes and everything else that are going on. So it's been a great product for a lot of my customers, a lot of business owners who I do consulting with and helping them kind of market themselves and look at different solutions.
Exactly.
For the new generation.
So you can get that, check out his card at renee.thebumpcard.com, correct?
No, it's renee.thebumpcard.me.
Oh, dot me. I'm sorry, not dot com, dot me. So,
and that's bump, B-U-M-T.
Bump. Right? No, B-U-M-P.
Yeah, I thought I said that.
Yeah. Oh, all right. I thought you said T there.
Me
sorry.
Too.
Bump, as in if you bump somebody. So, guys, thanks, Renee, for joining us. We only have a few more seconds to go before we close out the segment. And thanks for calling in, and we appreciate it. And Renee's going to be more on with us. We got some great things we're working on through With Your Passion. And thanks for calling in, brother.
Thank you. You have a good evening.
You too. Thanks. So, guys, we're going to close this last few minutes out we have and just really promote a little bit about our What's Your Passion Network, because talking about what we were talking about right before we brought Renee on the phone, we need more conservative
talk show hosts,
podcasters. And, you know, not everybody can afford to come out and be on the radio every week like we're here on WGSO. And if you can afford the money to get on a show, we're not trying to, you could do both, but we're not trying to discourage that. But for people that want, they have a vision or a dream to become a talk show host or a podcaster, this is a great starting point. So what we're doing is we started a network called What's Your Passion Network, where we're going to help you start your own podcast. We're going to provide everything for you. You just show up and tell your story and leave, and we do everything else.
We're going to set it up for you to have a voice.
Yes.
And for it to not be difficult.
Exactly.
And if you don't know how to do it, that's okay. We're going to figure it out for you.
Exactly. We're going to help you. That's what we're here for. We're going to give you all the tools to promote yourself and promote your business. And it's not just, you know, political.
Well, it's not politics. Just let's say you're a dog rescuer.
Yes.
And you want to talk about some of the things that you've encountered with the SPCA.
Exactly.
And some of the laws. I know someone who personally wants to figure out how to legislate because things are not what they appear to be. And you'd be surprised.
Right.
I mean, I was stunned that they actually raised $1 million for a dog and then they euthanized the dog. The SPCA right. did this, raised $1 million for a dog, and that very same day they euthanized it.
Exactly. And so you can promote stuff like that. We also have Dave here that's into Bible apologetics.
Yeah,
and
mission trips.
He's mission trips, and so that's his passion. And so he can promote his passion. So we're helping you promote your passion, what you like. If you're into politics, if you into rescuing dogs, or with Dave with the Bible apologetics, or mission trips, or whatever, or if it's just your business you want to promote.
So how can they get in touch with us if they're interested in being a part of podcasting? They have a voice, and
yes,
they want to talk about it.
Let me give you my phone. I actually, guys, have another phone number I'm going to give you to reach out to me. It is 504-434-8614. That is for the What's Your Passion Network. It's 504-434-8614. You can reach me. That number is for the What's Your Passion Network, and you can reach me here, and we'll help you. We'll guide you through it. We want to walk you, we're going to hold your hand, walking you through everything, teaching you everything.
And we're expecting those donations to come flooding in, because we know that the Lord spoke to your heart.
Yes.
And the number for the donations to come in?
Yes, 504-339-7041, 504-339-7041. Guys, we're at the end of this segment in this show, guys. It's
fun.
A sad hour. We have to leave you.
All right.
But we'll see you next week.
The Lord
week.
Bless you.
God bless you.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Friday, Ringside All-Star Chris Holton joins us at the Center for Security Policy. We'll talk about the Biden administration's decision to leave Afghanistan. And we'll wrap up the week with blogger extraordinaire Donna Carol Voss. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
This is David Duplantier, Dean of Christ Church Cathedral on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans, the diocesan cathedral for the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana, inviting you to join us weekly for our live broadcast on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We also invite you to learn more about the cathedral at our website, ccc.nola.org.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.